You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hand.
I'll look up the Hemlock spell. And let's say it's a dot that lasts for 10 seconds.
34 accurate.
And Hotbox.
You can actually feel the tip.
Just the tip?
Yeah. Good evening and welcome to episode number 87 of the Training Dummies podcast, recorded for you on March 18th, 2015. Was that a good radio voice?
That was perfect. Perfect.
My name is Rob, and I play World of Warcraft. Nice. And with me this evening is my bro host, Daryl / Hand.
Yes, hello.
I don't think I can keep this up.
Yeah, I don't think I have a radio voice either.
I was listening to this show earlier, and they were talking about keeping up your energy and all this stuff. And I my biggest struggle with that is that I've got a couple of sleeping kids, the next room over, and one of them I definitely don't want to wake up because once he gets up, the whole world knows about it. So, but with me tonight is our binary lady bro, all the way over from the AMR crew. Give a warm, warm Training Dummies welcome to Miss V.
Hey! Can I clap for myself? Is that allowed?
Absolutely. For sure. Definitely.
Great. Yeah. Get it.
Yep. So we were talking before we pressed record a minute ago about how we had just gotten to doing a Warcraft Logs episode. And that got a really good response. I think a lot of people don't understand like how powerful combat lags are and really, really how detailed you can get. We had scheduled with you originally a while back, and the IRL monster reared its ugly head, and we had to reschedule. But I think the timing is good because the dust has settled. I think you've done the podcast circuit, and I think I don't know if this is going to be one of your last ones, but I certainly think it'll be one of your favorite ones.
For sure. Right. Especially since we could talk about some new things I haven't talked about yet.
And that's just my humble opinion. we're revamping, remodeling these interview questions, and since you've been on the show before, we don't have a whole lot to get into, so I guess we can ask you a couple of quick questions, the fun ones at least, and then we'll get into the good stuff. So what would you say is your favorite mount in Warcraft, and is there a story behind it?
No, I guess not. No story. I don't have, I'm not a mount collector. I mean, I'm always like, oh, I hope it drops and I hope I win it. What was the fiery bird one in, Sunwell?
Oh, Ashes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ashes right? of Lar, yeah. Right. Oh, man.
One of our raiders won it and then got really mad at something someday. Like, it happens in Warcraft and quit and deleted his account. And we're like, no, he just won the Ashes of Alar. God.
Yeah.
But I did spend a lot of time farming and doing some back channel deals to get, our developer, Mr. Robot Developer, the mount. The flying robot-y mount.
Oh yeah, yeah, the
right?
Sky Golem.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I play Warcraft. Yeah. People, believe me, I play Warcraft. They just don't know the names of any of
the stuff. The robot mount for Mr.
Yeah.
Robot.
So I thought he deserved that.
I nice. You know, people forget, or maybe they never knew or whatnot, but that mount is one of my favorite mounts, especially if you're an herbalist. And right now, with no flying in Pandaria, it's even cooler because you can go and pick herbs in that mount, and you don't even have to get out of it. You automatically just get out your little chainsaw arms, pick your herbs, and keep going. Like, it doesn't.
Is that because that mount is special, or do you just not dismount at all now?
It's a feature of that mount.
Oh, that's so cool!
Yeah, yeah, that you can that you can actually pick herbs and not.
And he actually has animation to get his robot arm out and pick the herbs.
It's more of like a spinning blade kind of thing, but
that's
yeah.
totally cool.
Yeah,
I haven't tried that yet. I'm gonna have to now.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. If you're just cruising and you want to grab and go,
I like it.
Cool. Well, this question here, we've tried to eliminate it because it is the worst question in podcasting. But I'll allow it this evening because your answer is going to be different from anybody else's. So what have you done this past week? Anything interesting, exciting, different?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, the plus 5 item level boost that was announced on, what, Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that took over my weekend. So, because we have to put all items in and make sure, you know, everything's good and rerun all the set pieces and all that stuff. So our developer was doing that. And then, of course, I started getting curious, right? I was like, how much is this really going to improve our raid team? Like, you know, these progression bosses, is this going to make it like easy mode or is it really not going to affect us? Mm-hmm. So then I started digging into all of our data, of course, which then was like, oh, I bet other people are going to like this data, which then turned into, let me take screenshots and make a tutorial so other people can do this for themselves, which then turned into, I'm like, hey, you know, developer, we should launch with this early. So, you know, let's, let's get that out because everyone was just chomping at the bit to see how much it would change everyone's gear. So I got to do that this weekend, and it turns out the average raid team, it would improve or will. You know, a lot of people, it went live today, a lot of people haven't gotten to raid yet with it, but it looks like your average raid team is performing around 50%, you know, in the 50th percentile. It'll improve their raids by 2 to 3%, and then the higher levels.
People, we wouldn't have wiped on Butcher the other night.
Right? Then the higher level people get more item levels, and the reasoning for that is like if you're at 670, there's a bunch of your, maybe half your items are from high mall, right? Mm-hmm. So you might only get two item levels. People have higher item levels, let's assume you get like 4 item levels out of this, you know, their DPS is improving by about 10%. So and it's also your tanking's improving by 10%, your healing's improving by 10%, so people are going to die less. Yeah,
like,
so that's
like adding a whole another person to your roster for most,
yeah, actually kind of is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. 10% improvement, yeah, would be another person. So it was actually really fun. You know, even though we spent all day Saturday and Sunday doing that, it was actually kind of cool to look at, be able to have that data and actually like put real numbers to it.
How do you feel about this decision to bump the stats and high level and everything?
I guess I can kind of see where they're coming from and that they were like, well, you know, it's harder to progress. Like they did different things with the item levels this time. If I remember correctly, like, you know, when you move into the next tier, it's not as big of a leap as the previous tier. And so progressing was harder. So yeah. I get why they did it. However, they did say one little nugget in there that said something like, you know, oh, a lot of people, I think what they were saying is people are undergeared for what we were expecting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas I, you know, I think it was like our third heroic high, Blackrock week. I finally replaced a weapon that I had, from the Proving Grounds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I couldn't even get a high mall weapon. I tried everything, right? So I feel like a lot of people were in that situation. And so, but then what I think, The real thing behind that is it. I feel like Blackrock came out too soon. You're gonna get all these like, you know, hardcore mythic progressing people, you know, yelling at me. But I feel like a lot of people hadn't finished Heimall and maybe didn't have the gear.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe if it was just two weeks, like something small. Because if you know, I know a lot of people weren't raiding over like the holidays and stuff. But something small. I wonder if that would have made the difference, or if they still would have done the item level boost. I don't know.
Hmm.
But I like it.
I don't
like it. But I also like, I take it back. I like it assuming new content is coming out soon, which is a big assumption because we haven't heard about any content. If new content isn't coming out soon, it's like, well, you might as well just let me struggle through it, right?
Right.
You said you don't like it?
No, I gotta be honest. I feel like I you hear a lot lately about how BlackRock Foundry has been just wrecking raid teams left and right, and you've seen, you know, world ranked, you know, Blood Legion just call it, and they never even finished. So I feel like, you know, they made the release schedule. You know, that's, they did what they did. They put that out, and it's like, well, the decisions that they have to make now are, how are we going to address this now? We can't go back and delay content or put things out later. So I kind of feel like it's a good choice. Like you were saying with the weapons, for me personally, weapons have been a massive pain in the butt. You know, like if I'm like taking my Death Knight through right now, my only options for a tanking Death Knight for weapons are in LFR. There's like one boss that drops something out of high maul, and then I think one or two bosses in normal mode that were weapon options. So mm-hmm. I'm like, there's nothing you can do. Like if you get bad RNG, then we're looking at going, you know, we're 4 months down the road from release and you're still using a blue weapon, you know, or, right. you know, or crafted, I guess isn't that bad, but still
right. like I had like a 640, I think it was. It was the Proving Ground 640, basically a quest reward.
So
it was purple, but barely.
Yeah. Right. right. So I think it was a good call on their part to do this. I feel like it's going to be good for a lot of people. Like I said, we had a 2% wipe on Heroic Butcher the other night, and it was just really frustrating since
we kind of
had that under our belts, and it was old hat, and then we just, I don't know what happened, but so when you're looking at this saying, you know, it may not necessarily be a 10% increase for us, but it but definitely, I guess this is another clever way of nerfing content, I guess. I don't know mm-hmm. that, you know, previously they would, like with Dragon Soul and older raids, they would actually gradually nerf it. And then in Miss, they did the upgrading system. And,
right. That's true.
And all it is, you know, buff the player, nerf the content. It's all the same thing. So, I don't know. I feel like this came at the right time. It's good. I'm excited. We're probably going to go in and be a little more vicious with BlackRock Foundry now, though.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure. Well, last three weeks, we've been going to High Mall, Heroic, just Kargath and Butcher, just because it dropped 670 gear, which is five better than BlackRock. And we could do it easily.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that was why. Because it's got better gear, so let's go bang out these two quickly because we can, and then we'll go to BlackRock and work on that. But now it's like I'm thinking we're done with High Mall. We're done.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things they were citing is that a lot of teams, because exactly what you said, we're going back mm-hmm. and doing High Mall instead of using the progression bosses in BlackRock as their loot sources. It'd be like, well, if we want to progress in BlackRock, we have to go back and do parts of High Mall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
so. They kind of were like, well, maybe we didn't really want that.
mm-hmm. Well, last time I checked the armory, earlier today, I did not see that the upgrades had processed, but I did see on Ask Mr. Robot's site and in-game that the upgrades are live now. So,
yeah, they put them up this afternoon, I believe.
I wonder, poke it.
But the armory, I wonder if the armory might not be
slacker armory.
Yeah, it's always behind on stuff like this.
Yeah, yep, I'm still showing a 665 weapon on the armory, and that was a Beast Lord Darmek weapon that I got there. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's cool. I'm glad you know, I'm sure people have different opinions on it, but you know, if you're doing something that's going to help me just slightly, you know, that probably makes it more fun for me, you know, not killing bosses is not fun. So,
right.
yeah. Well.
Yes. Well, let me hit this first.
This is Pally from the Edge Podcast, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Hendon Rob.
All right. So speaking of going back to High Mall and bad weapons, our hunter right now, I believe, still has a blue weapon and really wanted to go to Brackenspore. So part of our raid on Friday was going after Heroic Brackenspore. And we learned after repeated attempts that we're not quite ready for Heroic Brackenspore. So we have some really bad logs that that we can go over this evening. And I think even before we started recording here, you had mentioned specifically Beast Lord Darmak and how we had... Uh-oh. Oh, did I drop? No? Well, oh, okay.
Oh. No, you're roboting a little bit.
Oh, was I? Oh, okay.
Just okay.
I thought I dropped because I've been doing that a lot lately too while we record. I heard the beep. I'm like, uh-oh. Okay.
Nope. Just anyway. Warning you that, you know, okay. I have laptop Wi-Fi, and you know how reliable that is.
Yeah, I have cell tower
Wi-Fi. So, audience, if you hear me, Robot-y, it's definitely on purpose. I have a voice mod.
It's that binary love.
But anyway, yeah, let's get into these logs. And like, I know you had mentioned Beast Lord beforehand, and we had actually one-shot that boss, which maybe we shouldn't have. But anyway, let's get into it. I'll let you take over now and let us know.
If you actually want to start, like, from the beginning and pretend, and, like, we could go through this part real quick, but, like, okay, I log into the site, I pull up my character, and then I do what?
Oh, yeah, so to get to our infographics, which are, you know, all, like, you know, we have raid data, like all of the other sites have, but then we also launched infographics on top of that, which has cool data, like, you know, we aggregate a lot of cool stuff. So to get there, like you said, you come to our site and you just load your character. If anyone's uploaded a log about you, it'll be on that character page on the right side, the right-hand side. And there's just a list of logs. Click any of those. And you'll be brought to a page where you can choose your view, data view or infographic view. And that brings you to all of the really cool stuff. So
we're going infographic on this one.
We are going infographic on this one.
Okay, and so we're going to choose the Beast Lord Darmok fight.
Mm-hmm. And we'll post these logs in the notes, too, so that you can...
Oh, cool. And we can link to any of these views as well. You just grab the URL, and it'll link exactly to what we're looking at. So if you want to link even right to Darmok, that'll work. Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah, so what's fun about this, and this is kind of one of the things that... we really wanted to achieve. So I saw your Beast Lord Darmok and you're like, oh, we one-shot it. And I'm like, what, are you serious? Because what do you see at the top level? I see all like orange, right?
Oh, okay. So that's what it is. All right,
yep,
I got
so it's color-coded. So all of these icons are color-coded and then there's a circle that fills in around it that's a representation of the score. So orange is bad, green is good.
Oh, God. So we did good on one thing.
you did awesome on Inferno Breath. It's like,
nice.
Bam, green.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think I died to that.
To Inferno Breath?
We'll get there.
If you click, if you click on Inferno Breath, it'll scroll down and tell you if anyone died to that. But that's the actual killing blow. Like, you could have been hit by Inferno Breath and then had something else hit you, right?
Right.
Anyway, so
how did we kill this boss?
Right. Now, so what's interesting though about this data, so even though this data like looks bad, right? This is comparing you to everyone who's killed the boss. So if you score, say, like a 20% overall, you're like, oh my god, we are so horrible. Well, you're still doing better than 20% of people who kill the boss. Right. So but normally what you do is like you can look at this like with wipes too, right? And you're like, what you do is you're like, oh, well, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, this is what we have to focus on. Apparently, Infernal Breath is awesome. We don't have to worry about that. Conflagration? Okay. Maybe people need to dispel a little bit faster. you scored a 1.3 out of 10 on conflag.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, is that dispellable?
Yep.
Huh.
You were healing on this.
I know I was. I'm usually really good at this.
Let's click on conflag here. If you click on it, it brings you to a section, and it shows that Conflag was cast 8 times, and there was one dispel.
Okay, does it tell me who did it? Who did the dispel?
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Yes, if we go to the data view. What we're doing, like, we're going through all these and, like, linking them, like, slowly and surely, so, like, soon you'll be able to, like, click on the dispel, and it'll take you right to it.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? Real quick, while we're talking, I'm going to go to the data view so we can click like back to top. And at the very top, you see the big infographic word to the left. Click data. All right, and let's look at healing. Nope. Where do we have dispels? There we go. Yeah, under healing, and then dispels. And you can see.
Oh, it wasn't even me. Dispelled. It was Sakura.
Sakura.
Mm-hmm. Well, then.
Yep.
Interesting. Hey, I dispelled 2 Inferno Breaths and 1 Shrapnel. So I was doing some dispels.
See? There you go. There you go.
There we go. Oh, but Sakura had 10. Okay. Well, I'm normally DPS. I was just back into healing.
Oh, right. So you're not used to what exactly. Oh,
right.
We'll get
so
a
I'm
that,
rusty.
That's totally okay.
I'm rusty. That's right. What it is.
No, you do not get a pass.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to pull out the cool data for the infographics and then provide links to go right into the data view, so you don't have to navigate to the data view. We just bring you right there.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So yeah. So now that we learned how you guys did on the conflict, you know, we just track, you know, different things. You know, each thing is hard-coded. Like, let's just look at the DPS because that's actually kind of fun. And let's select.
Are you still in? Are you still in info? Or are you in?
Oh, I went back to the infographics.
Okay.
And Hend, are you? What spec are you here?
He's Resto.
Resto. All right. Let's look at just for fun a DPSer. So let's look at Holloway. Were you tanking?
I was tanking.
You were tanking.
Mm-hmm. Leran is a good buddy of mine. He's the warrior there. So.
Okay. Well, we can look at, let's look at you for a second for tanking.
Yeah, okay.
Where am I? So as you scroll down, you'll see, there's a section that says how much tank healing did we need. It's the second bubble down.
Wait, okay. I see how much damage did we do.
Oh, click, did you select, I'm sorry, actually, so if you go back to the top, do you see where it says Darmak and then attempt 11 the kill?
Yeah.
And then under it, you can select, any player.
Oh,
and
oh
so
okay.
I selected her. Holloway.
Okay.
All right. How well did we play?
Yep. There we go. And then, so those are your overall scores. And then the next one under that is how much tank healing do we need? And so we have a tank metric called healing required per second. Now, this is actually, you know, other places have used this, right? There's some add-ons that do this and whatever. But our tank metric is specially coded to only look at main tanking portions of the fight. So that's if you're main tanking the boss or, you know, if you're off tanking one ad, unless that ad's hitting really hard, it doesn't count. But if you're off tanking five ads, that's important, right?
Wait, did I carry our whole team here? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you see, right.
I don't
so
think so.
You can see here, you were in the 90th percentile.
Uh-huh.
And then the 95th for your spec and gear.
Oh, shoot.
Yep, look at that. And then Slain, I know Slain was asking why is he so bad. Well, here he's in the 86th percentile.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, that's not bad, though, 86%.
Yeah, no, 86 is great. Basically, so 50% is the average, right? That's a bell curve. 50 is in the middle.
Sure.
So 50 is kind of like a nice first goal for people, right? It's like once you get to that point, you're doing something right. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing what most people are doing. And then any deviation from there, it's like, you probably need to improve if you're below that. And if you're above it, it's like, all right, you're doing some serious thing, you know. You got some serious stuff going on here. And then so let's just go back to the top real quick.
I like this one.
Okay, all right. Well, we can keep looking.
I'm pretty sure that I carried everybody on my strong
maybe
shoulders.
Maybe we should click on me then and see. Oh, there's a lot of green and no, there's not a lot of green. There's a lot of yellow there.
It's on Hend here. Let's take a look at Hend.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I like the color coding, right? You get to
If you go down to good for your gear, I was at 92%.
Yep. And that's what one of the things we've really wanted to do because, you know, we actually used to have item level buckets, but what was happening, you know, like me in particular, I'm a healer. I'd be like, well, you know, it's an item level bucket from 660 to 670 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I'm at 660. So obviously the score doesn't mean anything to me, right? So we basically, our developer's like, I'll fix that. And so he's like, why don't we just break this down for every single item level? Because then that's the best comparison, right?
Yeah.
So 92%. Now healers, you know, we're working on some cool things that we want to do for healers because, you know, it depends on, If your raid team's really good at avoiding damage, there's not much to heal, and then you might look bad as a healer, right?
Right.
So we're trying to figure those things out. But yes, the 92%, nice. And then you can see to the right what everyone else, you know, the other healers did. You know, Sakura was in the 45th, and Mixel was in the 20th.
Mixel.
Yeah, Mixel there.
Dude.
Now, is he a holy or disc priest?
Disc.
Oh, disc. What's this? Wow. Normally, disc is destroying everybody.
Oh my gosh, I think I just.
poor picks. yeah. So then, if you look at a DPSer, which DPSer do we want to pick on here? Rogues are fun.
All right, let's do it. rogues.
Sneaky rogues.
He was.
And actually, one thing that's fun at the very top, you'll see Kronos, his name, and
let's pick a different.
Click on the.
Let's pick a different. Pick a different he one. Was. Yeah, he's not a regular member of the raid team. He was just kind of. A
oh, okay.
Villain.
So let's do, like. How about right. Fungi?
Sure.
Yeah.
Fungi sounds like a fun
kinda,
person.
We kind of picked on him a little bit last time too. Let's he's gonna see get, where he's at.
We're just showing that he's awesome. Now, do you see the icon next to his name under the circles? You see Fungi 663 item level.
Yep.
And the icon next to it, you can click it, and it'll load all of his gear and talents and glyphs.
Oh, neat! Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So you can just kind of see like. So, like, if he's switching talents and specs between attempts or between bosses and stuff, mm-hmm. that's, like, all recorded. So it's kind of cool. So.
Awesome. Okay.
Let's see how Fungi did. He did 23,000 damage, 37th percentile overall, but then the 45th percentile for his gear.
Fungi. That's that weapon.
No, see, and you know what? Weapons? Mm-hmm. Let's look, because we can look, right? What's his weapon at here? Main hand is 655.
No, he didn't have the 655.
No,
okay.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. So he has the main, the regular, normal mode.
Normal mode, uh-huh.
Well, I do see there was no pre-pot and no combat pot.
Uh-huh. So that'll add up. Mm-hmm. But then you can also see, so he did the bubble, the one bubble says he did 23.3 DPS. Mm-hmm. In the one that's right next to the 45%, you know, the one for his gear and spec. To the left of it, you can see, well, to be 50%, he'd have to do 24,000.
Oh, okay.
95, he'd have to do 33,000. So you can kind of see, like, how big of a gap there is, right? So he's doing 23. To be in the 95th percentile, he has to do 33. That's like a 50% increase. So he'd have to really, you know, do a lot, like, change a lot to get an extra 10,000 DPS out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know enough about hunters to tell him what to do, but... yes, so that's kind of fun. And then to the right, you can see the top performing players, right? So your best DPSer was Alaeva, who Go. Did.
She's
who
our
was in the 80th percentile.
She's our mythic raider who likes to slum it with us on Fridays. So that's not surprising.
Well, but the thing is the tune that she brought with us is her Lobi priest. Or,
yeah, but this
less,
is 88%. So this is based on her gear level, though, right?
Yep, exactly. Okay. So even if she's low geared, it's still... So this number really shows you how skilled somebody is.
That is freaking cool.
Yeah, so Fungi, even though Fungi was in the 45th percentile, he's your second best DPSer.
Kronos, dear lord.
how did we one-shot this boss?
This is
I'll tell you how you go back to my charts.
It was you and me, Rob. It was you and me. Yep, both over 90.
See, there you go. The healer and the tanks right there. So another fun thing to look at, we look at because you know we always have a few people who love getting pinned down on Darmak.
Mm-hmm. We don't need to look at that. Icon.
Yeah.
Click on that. So here's what's kind
of
fun.
Where are we looking for that? Sorry.
Pinned
down
up
top. I see it. Okay.
And so, you know, teams aren't going to be perfect, right? And so what's kind of fun about the infographics is we're aggregating all of this data across successful kills. And so it's like, well, we know somebody's going to get pinned down, but the question is, how many is okay, right? So you see this little bar chart here. This is showing you the percent of spears that hit people. So at the worst end of the kills... 38% of spears are hitting people.
At
the best end of the kills, only 3.3% of the spears are hitting people. So it probably means like one person got hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are at you have a score of 3.5, which is, you know, like 35%. So 21% of them are pinning people down. And so you can see here the count of number of times each person got pinned.
Well, that's why Mixel didn't do any healing.
Actually, you're right. That would really affect Mixel's score, especially if people aren't breaking him out quickly. You know, you're just like waiting. You're like, please break me out. And you're waiting and you're waiting. Mm-hmm.
All of our healers are on that list. Four out of
and
the
you know
five
why?
People I'm... on that list are healers.
It's because we all tunnel vision. I'm a healer too. You like tunnel vision and then those spears hit and you're like, oh, man.
I know. That's that's totally what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And so we just basically, you know, try to just show these kinds of things, like just fun data for each of the mechanics. Because what happened, like, before this, like, the reason we made these is, like, you know, look at how many things are at the top here. You've got Pin Down, Savage Howl, Infernal Breath, Conflagration, Pack Beasts, Avoidable Damage. Which one do you focus on, right? Like, you just don't know in the past. And so what we really want to do with these infographics is be like, well, we'll tell you what to focus on. Obviously, you guys are nailing it on Infernal Breath. Don't worry. And, you know, Conflict has a low score, but you can decide, well, you know, are people dying to it or not? You know, should we focus instead on, like you said, Pin Down? If people are dying and refillers are getting pinned, maybe that's what you need to focus on. And so that's kind of what we try to bring to light with these.
That is awesome. Okay. I was mentioning beforehand, I use both Warcraft logs and AMR. And after our episode a couple weeks ago, I do feel like a little more comfortable with Warcraft logs. But I love this infographic style that you guys have going on. But as obvious as it is, I felt like it wasn't clicking. And you know, 20 minutes discussing this, and I'm already like, oh, okay, I totally understand this.
I get it, right.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we actually just ran a survey last week because, you know, it's new, and it's a very different layout, and it's something that people haven't done before, and it's data nobody's had before.
Right.
And so I ran a survey to just find out, like, where the problems are, like, you know, and where the good things are, right? What are people picking up on, and what are people having a hard time with? And I had a question there because I had somebody tweet once that they didn't realize that these colored circles were basically a representation of how well you did.
Yeah, just at a glance.
Right. And so I asked a question. I'm like, hey, you know, here's what we're going for. And the question was so simple. It's like, did we succeed? And the answer choices were, yes, I figured that out right away. No, but I do now. And no, but I'm still confused. And let me see here. Here we go. It turns out about 80% figured it out, but that's leaving 20% who didn't. I mean, that's still pretty big, right? And so this basically, like, what the survey is going to do is, like, help me figure out, like, you know, tutorials and little things, like little videos to make and little blog posts to make and stuff. So yeah, like you said, like 20 minutes and you're like, oh, now I get it. So yeah, I mean, that's the thing, like, Warcraft logs, our site, there's so much data going on.
Oh, I know.
It sometimes takes a little bit of help.
Admittedly, my extent of looking at combat logs was to go in and see if I did better than everyone else or not.
Yep.
Did I do better than the other tank? Let me go and look at the fights that we, not our wipes, but go and look at our kills, and let me go see if I did better than the other guy. And like, you don't get anything out of that. Like, you get like a kill.
You get a little EP out of it. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. But seriously, like, I mean, just looking now and seeing that, just pen down, looking at this right now, going, oh, okay, every one of our healers, and Kranos twice. Good job, Kranos. But yeah, like, okay, so I mean, yeah, I'm genuinely scratching my head going, wow, we one shot this, really? There's no, like, well, okay.
That's impressive.
You guys owe me. You guys owe me in hand.
Right.
Sounds good.
And Aleva.
And yes. We also have the data view. You know, your typical to look deeper into the data. But we really want, and people, you know, are absolutely more than welcome to use that, but what we really wanted to do is make this infographic kind of starting point and the launch board to be like, well, now I'm curious. You know, now I'm curious about how much healing you didn't get from being pinned down. So it's kind of like the top level data, and then your curiosity can let you click into the hardcore data mode.
Yes, awesome. Yeah. So that's the at a glance then. Is there any other tricks with the infographic stuff then?
So yeah, right now that's pretty much it. It's just, you know, a lot of it is you have to just look at your own fights, right? And you just click on all the different sections you want and dig through it. And each thing, you know, the biggest thing I guess I can tell people is, you know, like, for example, let's click on Pack Beasts. On the very left of every section, there's an explanation of what we're showing you. So for Pack Beasts, it says average time to live for Pack Beasts. The, you know, lower is better, meaning the less they're alive, the better.
Gotcha. And that's like when he calls out all those, all the ads.
Right. And so then, you know, you can look at these numbers and be like, okay, 21.8 average to live on our team. And to the right, we show you what other teams are doing.
Go ahead.
Yeah. That's the 75th percentile is doing it about half the time.
Oh my gosh.
And you see here, so here's where I was talking about like linking. Under PackBeast, you see there's a, so basically everything, when you look at logs, we're basically looking, trying to answer questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So PackBeast here, it says, underneath it says, did we kill the PackBeast effectively? And then there's a link to damage done. And so you can click on that and it brings you right to the data view and shows you who did damage and what damage to the PackBeasts.
Well, just PackBeasts?
Exactly. Yep, so if you see right above the table, you see where it says damage and dealt.
Mm-hmm.
Right to the left, not right to the left, just to the left, says PackBeasts. Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Ash Knight's doing his job. So those are the kind of the links we're trying.
Yeah, seriously.
Cool. Yeah.
This is slick.
So pretty much like everything, like my biggest tip, I guess, would be on the left, just read the little tips on the left.
Mm-hmm.
They will explain what stuff is.
Gotcha. Just the tips.
Yep, just the tips. And then, you know, the gear is the other fun thing that I really like. You know, like we're saying, like, oh, is it his weapon? You can look at the gear. And because, you know, honestly, if you like say he has all 670 gear, like I was basically at a 670 item level, mm-hmm. and I had a 640 weapon. And, you know, of course I use Mr. Robot, and he was telling me that a weapon upgrade, even from high mall, was about a 10% increase in healing for me. So you can look at that if you're like, wow, why? And you look and say his, you know, I mean, he does have, what's his average item level? It says here 664. So he's actually in the same boat. He has an average 664 item level, but his weapon is almost 10 item levels below that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a big factor.
Who are we looking at there?
I clicked on Fungi's.
Talent,
and glyphs on the infographic. You can get to the gear from the infographic and the data view.
Right. Okay.
I love this. This is awesome.
Yeah, this is very cool.
I'm looking at avoidable damage, and I am so good at that, evidently. Look at it, dude. I'm at 1.4% avoidable damage.
Nice, you're right. Uh-huh.
That's sick.
Yes.
I had no idea that this episode was going to be such a pat on my back to me.
We planned it well. We planned it really well.
Right.
I'm the one who picked Darmak, so.
Oh, man.
You guys had no idea.
No. I'm scared to look at the other ones. And so.
Yeah, and by the, you know, you're looking at avoidable damage, you can turn any of these on or off. Mm-hmm.
Just by clicking the
like
little
icon. Like all the pin down damage, you can see mm-hmm. what that is. You know, so you actually remember how we were saying how did Mixelpix get stuck in pin downs for too long? Like mm-hmm. not just getting hit by three of them, but hit too long if you turn all of them off and then turn pin down on. 14 hits means how many times it like ticked on him, basically, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so you can see he was pinned down 3 times, but so was Hend and so was the other elemental, or so was the other shaman, right? But you can see how Mixel was broken out a lot slower and took a lot more damage from it. So he definitely had less time to heal because he was also, it was, people were slow breaking him out.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You know, it's very nice to see very specifically where you can improve.
Right.
Yeah, this is actually really cool. I like this. This is sweet.
Cool.
Now that I've got a better idea how to use this for sure.
Right. Cool. Yeah. If I make some tutorial videos, I might have to use your guys' one here. This is a perfect example.
feel free to. We unintentionally provided some amazing content for.
The running joke in our guild, you know, everybody knows on our raid team that, you know, kind of like you guys, right? They know that they're up for, you know, possible scrutiny when I put together tutorials. And so now the running joke is when people just do really bad in the raid, they're like, oh, we're just providing you some really good data for your tutorial. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yes. Nice. I really want to get mad at you, but you're right. You are. This is going to be perfect.
Oh, that's sweet.
So that's just, you know, basic. You know, we don't have to spend any more time on it. That was just basically the, you know, kind of, this is a perfect example, right? You guys had fun looking at it. You learned a lot. And that's really what we want people to get out of it. And quickly, too. Right, you're not wasting time looking at things you don't need to, like mm-hmm. Infernal Breath.
Yeah,
you don't have to look at that. But pinned down, you're like, oh, I'm going to learn something from this.
So I have a quick question that's slightly off topic. Sure. I remember back in the day, you had it may or may not have been a mobile app, but then you decided to just go the route of being mobile accessible.
Mm, yes.
How does this play if somebody's on a tablet or a phone or whatever?
So this is actually great on the tablet. The whole website's optimized for tablet usage. Mm-hmm. You know, the phone's going to be
small.
It's still going to work, but it'll be small, right?
Okay.
And you know, part of that is, you know, you can see how much work went into this UI. Doing something different for the mobile would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of the mouse over stuff.
You know, one developer and one designer. The mouse over stuff, I know we tried to figure that out. I think it might be like one tap. I'll have to look.
Well, I asked because
the developer did something.
The tablet and the restroom go well together, so.
Yes, they do.
You know, you can,
that's why tablet games are so popular.
You can learn a lot in whatever amount of time you have.
Mm-hmm. This
that's
is
funny.
True.
It's funny because it's true.
Sweet.
Okay, well, I remember like back in the day there was an actual mobile app, and I think you guys scrapped that. And...
Yeah, part of it is we have one developer, so maintaining it was troublesome. And then the other problem is, especially with Apple, every time we had an update, you have to wait for an approval process,
mm-hmm.
and things change so fast in a game, it'd be like... You know, people would be like,
exactly,
it's out of date,
like this,
and people don't know why it's out of date. Like, people don't know that we're waiting for Apple approval. You know, they just think we're slow.
Well, yeah, so, like this, like Blizzard announces this item level thing, and then 3 days later, it's live.
Right.
And then
right.
You got to sit there and wait for Apple to give you
approve it two more days later.
Uh-huh,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, gotcha.
So that ended up being a problem, Yeah, so we ended up just being like, oh, forget it.
Awesome.
So then we ended up just making sure the whole website was very tablet friendly. Like, this actually looks fantastic on a tablet. And then, you know, mobile friendly as we can make it. Like you said, like mouse overs and things like that. We always try to make sure there's a mobile option.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Hmm. Well, all right.
Yes, that's awesome.
That was fun.
Okay,
yeah,
let's move on to Best in Bags then, quickly.
Sure.
If we want to. I use this all the time. Like, every time I get a new piece of gear, I'm double-checking to make sure it's better than what I have, especially with the new stats, like versatility and haste. And it's like, I just don't know. But I do have one big question about this. If you had two specs, you used to have to carry around two sets of gear.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did on my Shaman was I created a blue set for healing, and I have my red set that's DPS. And I have kept this going forward. But now that they have...
You're talking about Transmog, right?
Yes, Transmog, yes. Gotta look good. Transmog Anxiety.
When you said a blue set, I was like, wait a minute, you're still wearing... You shouldn't be using blue stuff.
So. No. My transmog is blue. So anyway.
That's important.
My main spec is Resto, and my off-spec is Enhance. But I have four pieces. Now that they've got gear so that it has intellect and agility on it, depending on which spec you're in.
Right, which spec you're in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when I do my Best in Bags... with my Resto set, I want to set it so that my chest piece, my gloves, belt, chest, gloves, belt. Is it just the three now? Oh, and shoulders. Because my goggles I'm using on both. So I want to do a Best in Bags for my off-spec not using the ones that my resto set is using for those four pieces. Is that possible?
And is that because of transmogging?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Is not optimal.
Does not compute.
So you can.
Okay, this is good news.
Sort of.
Okay.
So we have a feature where you can lock items in.
Okay.
But locking them into your main spec isn't going to help, because what happens is in your main spec, or the way Best and Begs works is if an item's locked in, Mr. Robot might determine, even if it's locked, like you can't change anything, mm-hmm. it still might be also the best item for your off spec, right?
And it probably is.
But what you could do is go to your off spec and lock items in there. But the reason I say sort of is what you're going to have to do is you go to your off spec and you click on any item that's equipped, and it'll load a gear list of items you own, right? So what you can do is pick the highest ranked item that is not the chest, shoulder, whatever that's on your main spec, right? Pick the best ones, and if you click it, it'll lock it in. And then Mr. Robot will find the best in bags around that. Now, there's one catch that the highest, well, I have to see how much this matters anymore, but before when you had hit caps, right, the highest ranked item might not always be the best,
uh-huh.
because if it has too much hit, you know, whatever, right? But now you don't have hit caps. So there's a slight warning that the best ranked item might not be the best when you factor in the whole set. But we're talking about being close, and since it's a you're already eliminating the best items from transmog, it's like, whatever, if you lock in something that's 5 points off, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you could do. You could go to the off spec, open the item list, pick the best item that is not those shared items, and then lock that in. And then you can
Okay, so how do I open the item list? Okay, so I'm on my off
spec. So are you on Best in Begs?
I am. I'm on my off spec.
And do you see your gear list, like all the purple items in the list?
I see current gear, God. Yeah.
Carried you guys, man.
So click.
I'm looking at this, dude.
And do you see, like, Mr. Robot's recommending some items, too, to the right, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so click any one of those items, like the chess piece.
Okay.
And does it bring up a list of items you own?
Oh, it does. Okay.
There you go. That would be
okay.
It. So if you click on a different item, and then hit, like, save or apply or whatever the button is, and then when it closes, it'll like, show it slightly different. Like, I think there's a gray border around it or something. And that means it's locked in.
Oh, it does. Okay. Okay, this is good. This is good.
Yep. Now, this means you're going to have to manually change that because it's locked, and Mr. Robot won't ever unlock it unless you tell him to. But yes, so you can do that.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay. It's important to look good. It really is.
It's definitely important to look good. Mr. Robot approves. It's okay. and then what we're doing is we're also like redoing some of the stuff in the add-on because we want to make Best in Begs even easier to use. Like right now, you get the optimization for Best in Begs on your website, right? We find the best gear for your main and off-spec. But you can only import one at a time into the add-on. And so we want to change it so that you can just import the whole thing all at once and make that stuff easier to use. So it'll get even cooler.
Ah, cool.
So you have to be using the add-on to do Best in Bank and Best in Bags and all that stuff, right?
Yes, because the add-on will scan all of your bag and bank data.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought so. I've been super lazy about it. I'm pretty sure that I have a ring in my bag that's better than one that I'm wearing, but there's something in my brain that goes, huh, this one's 5 item levels higher. It's better.
So, and I'm like, right?
And I know that it's not, but it mm-hmm. makes my item level higher.
That's true. Well, and the other cool thing about the Best in Bags is you can see, like, you can click on any one of the items or just see the score and see how big of a difference it makes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
if it makes, like, a 0.001% difference, you might be like, well, I'll take the higher item level. But if you're trying to improve your ranks by item level, you should mm-hmm. equip the lower level one.
Oh, that's a great...
Yeah, right? Because then instead of 98%, you might have been 99%.
Oh. Man.
It's your fault, man.
Shoot. Nice. I don't know if I could carry these guys anymore.
Oh, that's funny. good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, I can't live without it either. Like, that's all... That's like every that in the same way. Every time I get a new item, I'm like, oh, Mr. Robot, what is Mr. Robot telling me to do?
I know, I totally do.
Because when they announced all those changes, I remember, you know, we had you on shortly after that, after the last BlizzCon, and I think lots of us were like, yay, oh, wait a minute, what about Ask Mr. Robot? You know? And, like, man, you guys are thriving more than ever, you know?
Yeah, and we actually had, funny, we had the same reaction when we were, you know, we all were watching all three of us, were watching the BlizzCon streaming because we didn't get to make it that year. Mm-hmm. And they announced no reforging, and we were both like, or all three of us were like, what?
Yeah.
And then, like, probably a few minutes into it, we were like, wait a second, that means this algorithm we have, which got insane because, you know, like with reforging, gemming, and enchanting, the average person had a few quadrillion combinations of relevant stats. Like, we're saying an intellect, we throw out agility if you're an intellect user. This is like seriously quadrillions of combinations. Yet, we have an algorithm that guaranteed finding the single best solution out of those, you know, 50 quadrillion. And we did it in like a tenth of a second. That algorithm took months to write. And every time they would add something, like, so, you know, then they would add the Valor upgrade system. And it's easy to add that to our site. It is not easy to add that to the algorithm because you just made the number of combinations grow exponentially. And so then you have to figure out how to keep it fast. So you have to get even trickier, right? So we're like, wait a second, with reforging gone, there's only going to be like a couple million combinations. This algorithm, we can do this in our sleep. What can we do now? And we've always wanted to get into infographics because we've always had like these cool ideas, and we didn't know it was going to be infographics, but we always wanted to do like stuff with cool data that nobody else had been doing. And so that's when we were actually started getting really excited. We're like, all right, good. Reforging's gone. Into this. So we're late to the game with combat logs, you know, obviously, but, you know, based on some data, you know, we were discussing with Kira the other day, the guy behind Warcraft Logs. It looks like the sites are starting to be about the same size.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, we just grew super fast. I mean, you know, our optimization grew that fast too, right? I think within 6 months of launching our website, we had 1 million users. Like, it was insane.
That is crazy.
Yeah. And so it's growing just as fast. But, you know, we work with him, and what we really think and hope continues to happen is that of all the people like you guys, of all the people who like looking at logs, you're uploading to both because he has some cool, unique features that we don't have to build. Like, there's so many cool features that can be built, and each site only has one developer, that it's pointless to develop the same features, right? And so what the community is getting for like the first time is two really cool sites building different feature sets. And, you know, why reinvent the wheel? He has a really cool query tool. We don't need to make that, because if you really want to like query that data and like write query strings with ampersands and whatever it is, like, there's people who are seriously awesome at that. Use Warcraft Logs. You know, the replays, Warcraft Logs, that stuff's really cool. And then, you know, our site, we've got the infographics. We have a lot of data that Warcraft Logs doesn't have. You know, we have all of the gear data and stuff tied in too. And, you know, we talk with them. We keep in touch with them because there's no point in copying because there's so many cool things both sites can do. And so what we hope continues to happen is that, you know, it's not that we grow and, you know, we're overtaking them. It's like, oh, both sites now are popular among everybody. And so everyone keeps uploading to both. And then, you know, everyone gets what they want. And it's cool too, because like some raiders prefer one site over the other. Some raiders prefer the other site over this one. And so as long as people are uploading to both sites, everyone gets to look at the data how they want to see it.
Right.
And that's improving. That's helping everybody. That's helping every raid team. And so even though we grew, you know, now we're about the same size, I assume what the trend is going to be is both sites will grow at a similar pace, probably. So yeah, so it's pretty, we're pretty excited. People love the infographics.
Well, I love them, but now they make a lot more sense.
Right.
So, I mean, it wasn't hard, but like, I mean, for me, like, I poke buttons and then I'm going, hey, numbers guy, tell me what, you know.
What am I looking at?
Yeah.
Right.
Which, you know, and that's half of why we do a podcast now. Hey, somebody who's better than me, tell me what's going on here, you know? So.
Yeah, and one of our hopes, too, because, like, you know, that's how our raid team used to consume combat logs, like, you know, the traditional combat logs. It'd be like one or two people would look at the logs and delve into the data and then tell everybody else, right? Mm-hmm. And so what we really want to do with these infographics, you know, once people learn how to use them, and hopefully we can help them do that, that it's, like, easy, straightforward, and that everyone can kind of look for themselves, mm-hmm. so that you don't have to, you know, make the raid leader, you know, look through it for 5 hours to help everybody. Instead, everyone can look at it for 10 minutes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you could... Okay, so this is real-time logging, then? Like, if I... You know, we wipe a few times on a fight, and we go, mm-hmm. oh, man, this isn't working. Within immediately, you could get this uploaded, yes. and take a look at it.
Yeah, so we also have a live log feature. You know, Warcraft Logs has that as well. Mm-hmm. It's a special option in the uploader. You can just click start a live log and it'll start. And what it does is it, like, just keeps an eye out for changes in your combat log file. Yeah. Yeah. And Warcraft has been improving it as well. So, you know, the technicality here is the game only occasionally writes data to your file.
Mm-hmm.
Say every 30 seconds. I have no idea how much it is, but let's say every 30 seconds. So what's happening with a lot of the live logging is, you know, people's fight would end, and then they would try to upload, but it was delayed because the game hasn't written to it, but then our programs don't know when it's written to unless we're sniffing it, right? Mm-hmm. So then it could be delayed by up to a minute, and people are annoyed. So what Blizzard did is they said, okay, we're going to change it. When there's an encounter start or an encounter end event, or I think maybe just encounter end event, we will immediately write to the file. So now there isn't a delay when a fight is over. You know, there still might be a delay, and our program has to sniff for it, but that's... So it's cool. So even Blizzard is, like, improving on a lot of this stuff, too. Like, everyone loves it, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you can do live... So it's the live log option on our site, and it uploads, you know, keeps uploading. And at the end of the raid... So it's not going to upload any of the gear data and stuff during the live logging. You know, just because, like, that's a different thing. It's a whatever. It's a different beast. But at the end of the night, when the log finishes, you click stop the live log, and then all of the data is basically, like, not re-uploaded. It's, like, all the data that didn't get uploaded yet gets uploaded, and then the final infographics and stuff with, like, the item level information's in there.
Gotcha. Cool.
Yeah. Or the gear data, I mean.
Isn't mm-hmm.
it? Yeah. Yeah. I knew what you meant.
Thank you.
You mentioned some other stuff here. Have we already been talking about that, or is there...
Oh, the team optimizer is kind of along the same lines, since we're talking about raid team stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about Best in Bags, and I don't know if we made it clear to listeners. So Best in Bags is part of Premium, which is $12 a year. Not a month, $12 a year. And everyone gets a free one-week trial. And, of course, our trial, you do not have to ever put in your credit card, because we know... When people do that, they're sneaky little mean people who hope we forget.
Yeah.
Right? We don't do that. Anyway, so, and if any listeners here, if your trial has run out, so the trial will start automatically when you click on a premium feature. So a lot of people, like, will email me and be like, I didn't know I had apparently done a trial. Because they didn't realize, right? Like, they clicked on a premium feature, and then it lasts a week, and then it's over. So if any listeners, if your trial's over and you want to try it, just... You know, send an email to feedback@askmrrobot.com, and we'll just, with your username, and we'll reset your trials. No big deal. Anyway, so the Team Optimizer is also part of Premium, and you get all of our premium features for just the one price. As we release more features, it's still one price. It's kind of cool. But the Team Optimizer is the latest one. It's, you were talking about the app earlier. Remember, we had a RoboConsole. Do you remember RoboConsole on the app?
Mm-hmm.
But you did not ever use that.
I never used it.
We didn't use it, but I remember.
You remember it, yeah.
Yeah.
So we basically redid it and then relaunched it a week and a half ago, I believe. And it's actually pretty cool. So what it's doing is it's taking your whole team. Well, right now, you have to manually put in your whole team. You just, like, you know, grab everybody's name and put it in.
I did
Soon,
that.
It'll be in a... yeah, right? It's not fun. But at least it's saved once you do it. Soon, it'll the add-on will grab your whole team and you can put it in there and it'll be easy. So you put in your whole team. And then it shows you how optimized everybody is, what percent they're working towards on their best in slot, and one other thing. Oh, their item level. Yeah. So it's all on there, so you can kind of get a quick look at how your where your team stands. And if people have custom stat weights, they can save it to like their public profile, and then that can be used in this thing. So that's cool. So we solved that problem now. But then the really cool thing it does is it'll rank gear for your whole team when it drops. Right now you have to pick each item, but again, soon the add-on will integrate because we'll know what dropped and you can just put it into the website. So it's really cool because if a weapon drops for Fungi here, who has an average item level of 663 with the 655 weapon, mm-hmm. it'll show, like it might show it's a 10% upgrade for Fungi and a 3% upgrade for the next person and then a 0.5% upgrade for the next person. Okay. And so whether you're using a loot council or not, it's really helpful because, you know, Fungi now knows, hey guys, seriously, this is like a 10% upgrade. You know, this is a big deal to me. Other people could choose to like pass or not roll because they'll be like, oh, I like Fungi. You know, Fungi's a really nice guy. And yeah, it's a 10% upgrade. I'm going to let him have it, right? So it's just really nice because everyone who's participating in getting that item now knows, you know, right. how big of an upgrade it is for everybody. So for our team, if we saw it was a 10% for Fungi, we'd be like, dude, Fungi gets it. Come on. But if it's like 3%, 4%, and 5%, it's like, battle it out. You guys are all close, right?
So it kind of could be used as a loot council then if you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, or like, you know, for people who are even using loot council, you know, a lot of times, how are you deciding who gets it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this can just at least give you that information you need.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you know at a glance right there, 10% upgrade for this guy. This other guy doesn't even really need it. So
right. And, you know, some people are really bad at doing their own loot. Like little drop, and mm-hmm. I'm bad at it. Like, I honestly, I'm like, I cannot at a glance decide if it's an upgrade or not for me. I might be like, it's 5 item levels higher, but, and it's probably an upgrade, but I don't even know how much of an upgrade. And so I always use, like, on Mr. Robot, another premium feature is, like, the bonus roll calculator. And so I use that for all my loot, not just bonus rolls. Like, oh, I always have it open. And if that weapon drops for me, it tells me personally, oh, that's, you know, a 2% upgrade for you.
And is I'm that like, under okay. the optimizer?
Yeah, so under the optimizer, if you go to the find upgrades option in the drop-down menu,
oh, okay.
I think it's like
the
third one on the left.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So then under that, there's a bonus roll option. And so we just show you different data. Like, you know, if a boss has 4 drops and all 4 are upgrades, well, that's important to know. If a boss has 4 items that you could get and only 2 are upgrades and 2 are downgrades, well, that might change what you're rolling on. But if one of those 2 is the weapon that's a 10% upgrade, mm-hmm. you're going to be like, screw it, I'm rolling, right?
Yeah.
So we just try to, like, give you all of that information, like how big of an upgrade things are from the boss, how many of them are upgrades, and so on and so forth. And so that's how I do all of my loot. But if I didn't, for me personally, right? But if I didn't have that, I can't loot because I'm just like, I don't know how big of an upgrade these things are. Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, there's a lot of raiders who also don't know. There's some raiders, let's be honest, are really bad at loot. And so this is giving somebody in the team the information for everybody all at once, not just yourself. And mm-hmm. we're also doing an integration with the add-ons soon where, you know, right now, like what I was doing, I was using Team Optimizer and I'm like, okay, well, it's 10% for Bungie and a 3% for this. And I try to talk really fast because I'm like, people don't want to listen to me drone on about all of the numbers.
Right.
So I'm like, wait, why don't we just have something that imports this into the game? And so we're going to do that with the add-on where the loot drops, you get a Mr. Robot, you get a ranking for everything, you bring it in game and it can spit out all of the data. It'll be like, here's the 4 items that dropped. Here's the upgrade percent it is for everybody. Even if only one person is premium, we don't care. You can share it with the whole raid team. It's not a secret. So yeah, so that's kind of our fun latest thing. And people have been sending in emails and stuff telling us like how big of a difference it's been making. Like, good, because it took a while to develop.
Yeah, that is a super awesome feature. So you get everything then with the Team Optimizer. You get this guy's not properly enchanted. You get
that's what I use it for.
Yeah, like the team overview. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like I can see if they're not at 100% or at least even 99%. If they're less than 99%, mm-hmm. I can tell that they've got something not gemmed or not enchanted, and I know I need to.
I'm at 99.6.
I know.
There
so you
go. This counts.
You're over.
I'm using a budget enchant on one of them.
That's totally fine.
Yep, I've done that.
And it's an LFR piece from
oh, so you're like, yeah,
from High Mall. Right. So I'm like, yeah.
I actually set, because I did play with the filters and options, on the Team Optimizer, you can set it to use cheap gems and cheap enchants for everyone.
Oh, you can?
Yeah,
yep. So you have played with it. Very nice.
I have. It's a thriftiness feature.
I'm not expecting anyone to spend 2,000 gold for 15 stat points on a better gem. Like, right. That's ridiculous. Right. So.
Yeah. And then did you also see the best in slot filters then, too?
I'm looking at all that right now. Legendary quest progress filters.
Yep. So basically what this is the same as like on our regular best in slot, except this is controlling it for this view of your whole team. So like as a raid leader, you might be like, well, I don't expect people to buy expensive gear off the auction house, so I'm going to uncheck all of the BOE gear. It's the bottom, the third column.
Gotcha.
And, you know, because that's stuff you can buy off the auction house. And you can be like, well, I expect people to be going for a heroic Blackrock set instead of mythic, or a normal instead of heroic, you know, et cetera and so forth. And so you can set, use cheap gems and chance.
So then
when you save all of that, it'll show you the percent everyone is towards their best in slot.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And then in the ranking, you know, you can see, like, if it makes or breaks set bonuses. You can see, like, if you mouse over, like, when something gets ranked and it shows, oh, this person is 10% upgrade. If you mouse over that person's information, it'll show you the item they currently have equipped. So you can kind of, you know, it's not just, oh, it's 10% upgrade. You can be like, oh, that's what is equipped. Mm-hmm. I see why it's a 10% upgrade.
That's cool. Yeah,
so it's kind of fun. It's a pretty fun feature.
Sweet. I just got cooler.
Right?
Awesome. I want to make sure we're not missing any key stuff here. So we did a pretty good overview of the infographic, and we learned how much I carry the team.
Yep, that's right.
Whoa.
We did best in bags, best in bank, the team optimizer. We did transmog exceptions, I guess.
Yep, that's important.
What is there any other like really like when you're like the takeaway for somebody who's maybe not using AMR right now?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean those are all really the big things. What we really wanted to do is you know, have people just load their character on our site and you come to a page that's kind of like a launch board for whatever you need to do in the game. Well, not whatever you need, not like garrisons or anything, sorry. Whatever you need to do regarding your gear and your combat. and so, you know, that's why we show like your gear summary with options to, you know, get into to optimize and find upgrades. And on the right side, you know, there's all of the infographics, all of your combat logs, whether you've uploaded them or somebody else, they're all there. And then that launches you into like infographics or data views. And so it's just kind of, we just are there to help people play better. You know, whether it's getting, you know, improving your gear and not having to do the math yourself, that's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or helping people with reading better. And, you know, right now the infographics are very team oriented, you know, working on some features that are more player oriented. You know, cause like you saw, we focused on on the team, but not one particular player. And so what's next is each individual player.
We like to focus on the individual player.
Yeah.
To see how good you did, how well you carried.
One job.
Well, you know, up until tonight, I wouldn't have said that, but yeah.
Right.
See, now you know. Mr. Robot helped you, man. That's
fun. Awesome. Hen, did you have anything before? We have a question here. It came from Twitter. Did you have anything else, or you want to get into that?
I don't think so. I think I got my important transmog question answered.
Important.
Important.
It's very important. I'm glad we got to that.
I know. No, I think that's about it.
Awesome. So, Silfer from Twitter sent us kind of a two-part question. I'll read the whole thing, and then you can answer it however you see fit. Is there a way to see what talent build a glyph someone is running per fight? And is there a way to look at the percentage of people running certain talents or glyphs per spec per fight?
Mm-hmm. Well, we did cover that you can look at anyone's gear. So if you're looking at whether it's the data view or the combat log view, you'll see a person's name. Mm-hmm. And to the left of the name, you'll look for their little spec icon. Click on that and you can get somebody's gear data. Now there's one catch. If they have our add-on, we have the gear talent glyphs for every single boss attempt. Mm-hmm. And we usually will state that. And then, if you didn't, we ping the armory right after the logs are uploaded and hopefully it's close. Right? But it might not be exact. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the stuff we do with data, we look at only verified, you know, like some of the stuff we're doing, we're like, oh, well, maybe we should only look at the verified ones, the armory ones. But you can look at anybody's gear and then look for the little note to know if it's exactly, you know, if it's from the add-on or not.
Yeah, because, I mean, the armory doesn't necessarily tell you what they used on a certain fight.
Exactly. You know, especially since a lot of people are switching talents, or if you got a new piece of gear halfway through the night, now that you don't have to reforge it, you equip it right away, right? So, so that's not... And that's another reason to use the add-on, because if that happens, you might rank lower on the bosses, the previous bosses. Well, no, because never mind, the item level data is in the item... Your actual item level is in the logs, so I take that back. We actually know that, regardless. But we wouldn't know your exact items.
So I guess part of this, the second part of this question then, is that maybe contingent on you guys when you bring the comparison feature up to speed?
Oh, we actually just launched those.
Oh, did you?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, snap.
So we still have to put them in the main menu, but if you look at the drop down, the World of Warcraft menu, and you click on combat logs, I'll show you how to get there. So do you see there's green buttons, browse, upload, and stats?
Yep.
Okay, click on stats. And then let's click on the DPS benchmark. It defaults to DPS. The very bottom, you'll see talents and glyphs. And you can do this for any boss, any difficulty. And let's look at, who do we want to look at? What class?
Destruction Warlock.
Sorry, we're loading Warlocks. And Destruction. Okay, did you guys get it loaded?
I am. I'm in it. Oh, I'm poking around at a couple of things right now. But okay, yes, I'm with you. Yes.
Cool. So, yeah, so we are able to, so we grab the talents and glyphs and stuff, and you can see here at the very top we have a note. We can only get the exact data for players running our in-game add-on. The rest is approximated based on the, because we can, you know, detect talents and glyphs in the fight, too.
Right.
But what we're doing is we're looking at, like actually this week we've been running data on the back end. And trying to find out like how much data we have from the add-on versus the armory to kind of, you know, give that picture to see how accurate, you know, it can be. Because if we can verify everything with the add-on and stuff, or, you know, like if there's like a talent that has like anything that shows up in a combat log, like a proc or anything, we know for sure that that's the talent you had, right? So we can override whatever the armory says. So yeah, so you can see here we've got 85% choose Soul Leech on Gruul. You can switch any boss in case people are switching for bosses. And we show the glyphs major and minor as well.
This is awesome.
Yeah. This is, you know what, nobody, did you realize that? And this is only based on kill data. So this is showing what successful people have done. Actually, it's the top 5% of kills. Or top 5% of players in each kill. So basically what this is saying is, you know, we don't want to show you what the worst people are doing because maybe that's wrong. So we're showing you what the best players are doing when they get kills. And this is actually, like, you can't get this data anywhere else. Like, when we realized we had this data, like, this is the thing we're doing, like, with combat logs. We're not just copying everybody else. Mm-hmm. We're looking at, like, interesting ways to present data.
Oh,
and we're in a unique position, you know, because we already have a gear website. Mm-hmm. Most combat logs aren't integrated with gear, and we are, and so we're trying to bring a lot of stuff together. And so, yeah, so you can see now the most popular talents from the best players on each boss, each difficulty.
This is freaking awesome! Oh, I realize that I'm taking some different talents than some people, but
I know I've learned a lot too when I was looking at it, because I'm a resto druid. So I was testing out on my resto druid using, there's a talent that let's like I can get like a free cast of regrowth, and there's a talent that says it lasts for 7 seconds instead of just one cast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Tree of Life form, which makes regrowth instant cast. And I'm like, oh man, this is going to be a wicked combination. Like, get that proc for 7 seconds in Tree of Life form, and I get free regrowth spams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was very proud of myself. And then, you know, I was looking at, you know, this data and found out, you know, only like 2% of people take that one talent that makes it last for
that
7 seconds.
Hilarious.
Now, that means there's still some people doing it, but
2% of, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's most, here it is, 7%, moment of clarity.
Okay, so I have admittedly, I think we all have several times to taking passive talents just because they're passive.
Yes.
But I don't know, just seeing this right now is a little bit of a different perspective, you know? I'm like, oh, 47% of people took this talent and only 13% of people took the one that I take because it's passive. And I'm like, okay, well, I need to get my crap together then.
But at the same time, that 13% is, you know, in the top 5% of people who are killing the boss, right? So there's some people who are doing it.
There are,
really,
but
well,
there's something to be said when nearly half of the top 5% that
are taking
this
the other
fight
one.
Are taking this other one. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or, you know, it's kind of fun to see, like, when things are really favored. Like, I'm looking at Restoration Druids right now, and 99% have Ysera's Gift, 0% have Renewal, and 1% has Cenarion Ward. It's like, okay. That's a
yeah.
That means nobody likes the other talents. So it's, you know, and I'm sure, like, this is the kind of data Blizzard has when, mm-hmm. you know, internally when they start making adjustments, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I assume they would have.
I guarantee. I mean, they've got some sort of back end.
They're very smart people.
Yep. Well, I see this, and then I go,
cool.
Well, nobody ever takes this talent ever, or no one ever. This glyph sucks, or, you know, this. I mean, this is probably the stuff that they take into consideration when they're doing their, you know, big overhauls. So.
Hmm. Right, yeah.
This is cool.
Yeah, so that I'm glad he asked that question, because
this is
brand new, a couple weeks old.
Stinking awesome. Okay, so the comparison stuff then. Then when you get in here, is there a way to see, I guess the whole infographic really does automatically show you where you stack up against everybody
mm-hmm.
else. So
yeah, and if you looked, like, I don't know if you noticed, if you go to, like, one of your, like, the log landing page, like, let's click your link here again. The page it takes you to, do you see it says data, infographic, and comparison?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if it's going to be called a comparison, but that's kind of the holding idea. And so that's what we're working on. That's coming soon. And so the infographic right now is really team-oriented, and
mm-hmm.
it shows you how you stack up, like, how you stack up, but it's not helping you improve,
mm-hmm.
right? You're like, we're looking, we're like, well, why is Fungi at 45%? I don't know.
Because mm-hmm. he's a slacker.
Right. And one of the problems, like you said, he wasn't using the potions, so we got that answered. And his weapon, we got that answered already off the site. But the best way to help Fungi right now is to kind of be an expert on hunters, right? So
mm-hmm.
he's not going to get help unless somebody is an expert on hunters. And if he's at 45%, I'm assuming he doesn't know what he's doing wrong, right? Or he would have fixed it. And so what our compare feature is going to be is we want to help you answer that question as easily as our infographics have for
mm-hmm.
the team.
Yep, gotcha.
Yeah. So that's the overall idea.
Yep, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I know, like Salty earlier, or Slauncha, that was said, what, you know, why am I so bad? You know, like, it's a joke, but like you're saying, now at a glance we can go, well, you know, you're really not that bad.
Good.
Yeah.
86%. Yeah.
You're just not as good as me, so.
Right, so I guess he does have to improve.
it's hard when your bro take is in the 98th percentile. I mean, you're
right.
Oh my gosh. Everyone's gonna hear about this for a while. They're gonna get tired.
I like that.
Talking
about. So if you, awesome. I just got a question here. So if you click on just statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Down all the way to the bottom at number 27, it says Destruction Warlock. Does that mean they're the worst?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. Sort of. Now, actually, here's something that's interesting. So, go back to the top.
Ouch.
And
yes,
see it how it
mean.
Says sorted by 95th percentile at just under the gruel drop down. So go to 50th percentile. It'll sort by the 50th. So this is how people are performing at the 50th. So basically what the 50th is saying, like, it might be, like, some classes are easier to learn and be mediocre at, but really hard to be an expert at, right? Whereas some are easy to be good and an expert at. And so this is what this is showing, and destruction is still near the bottom.
Yep.
But fire mages, apparently, at the 50th percentile, are worse. But most of the time, like, when people are trying to figure out, like, how classes are balanced, normally you're looking at the 95th percentile.
So subtlety, like, well, rogues are here's really, really easy. Is that what it's saying?
Yep, I think that's what it's saying. Okay. Because at the 50th percentile, if you look at it, they perform the best as at the average level.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. And
and you can do this for any item level, too, right? Like, so let's say, like, you go up to, like, 685 item level, like, what's going to happen to this graph? Nope, destruction's still bad.
Holy crap.
But subtlety rogues aren't as good.
This heals required per second thing, man. Just monks are, like, miles ahead.
Man, destruction warlocks took a hit.
Yep. No, monks are way ahead, and protection, poor protection.
Oh, heals per
warriors and
benchmarks.
Feral druids, or guardian druids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
pretty good. Wow, this is amazing.
This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
See, now...
Yeah, so, I mean, this is just all the data we've had that we've just wanted to do really cool stuff with.
I want to just slow clap for you right now, but I think... This is freaking great. Oh my gosh.
This is so cool.
My guys on my team at work are going to get tired of me looking at this stuff all day.
This is sweet.
Nice. Yeah. And in the show notes, too, you can link to any of these views. Like, if you want to just point out how awesome monks are, how awesome you did. And you know how you were in the 98th percentile or whatever? The other interesting thing is, you know, if you ranked that high without doing the item level and spec comparison, you might be like, oh, well, it's cheating. I have 98th percentile because just monks are that much better at tanking, right? But no, we showed you, you were in the 90th percentile for tanking monks at your item level. And so you're like, you see this graph and how monks are doing really good. You're like in that first very, very, very tiny sliver right over there.
It's freaking awesome. You know, and we've learned over the years, you're only as good as the person driving, so.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And tanks are driving.
Right.
Cool. I'm glad you guys learned a lot of stuff.
Oh, man.
This is awesome.
And we haven't been able to talk about these graphs yet either because they're so new. So I'm excited. See, we saved the best stuff for your show.
Yeah.
Sweet. You got sick on purpose, didn't you?
That's right. I did. I lost my voice on purpose. Cough, cough. You know? Yeah, I did like one I managed to do at another podcast because that week was pretty busy. And I had one the day after where my voice was starting to come back. But I'm like, and it was a video podcast and I'm like sniffing and my nose is red. I'm like, I'm sorry. This episode might suck.
It's awesome.
You guys got the one. I lost my voice. But see, now we have all the cool stuff out that we get to talk about.
Love it.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Cool. Well, Hen, did you have anything else?
I don't think so anymore.
Yeah, I think that nailed it, man. I'm loving this.
This is great.
I'm glad. Yeah.
This is so cool.
Go. When I go to bed tonight, I'm going to crack up my iPad and hope that my wife is asleep, and I'm going to be like just sitting there.
Nice.
I carried my team. My precious.
Right. Excuse me. Yes. All right, well, are we're done there? Anything else you want to add? One last, final, nothing?
We covered so much awesome stuff. Yeah.
We did. I'm excited to go through all this stuff now.
Very cool.
Cool.
I can't wait to do bad again this Friday.
Right? it's like a new contest. How bad can you make your scores get on Mr. Robot while still one-shotting the boss?
Totally. We're just the great team to do it,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, we're setting, new,
setting the bar.
New benchmarks people haven't even thought of yet.
That's right.
How bad can you be and still one-shot the bar?
Oh, this is awesome. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff.
Cool. I'm glad we finally got to chat, you guys. This is fun.
Yes.
You guys have, like, you guys hands down had the best set of logs to look at.
God. yeah, we went from like 98th percentile to like 7th percentile all in one boss kill.
That's right. Like, you got like a 3, like a, you know, a score of 3 on the pins and a score of like 1 on the pack piece.
Love it.
Oh, man. All right, well, let's get into this then.
Hey, don't matter that you're out of town. He's got some shudders to send over. So let's turn it all around and scoot in a little bit closer. I just want to youth and love tonight. Oh, I don't want to lose any love tonight.
All right, well, I need to send some hen love to our guildies, the Horderlies, on the Deathwing server, and specifically as well, our raid team, Team Crabdick, for providing such excellent logs for an excellent discussion this evening. I'm still laughing about it. It's awesome. So good. And of course, I got some hand love for Catalyst and D20 Crit, who we are a part of. And of course, to you, V, for coming on the show this evening and discussing about all this stuff that Ask Mr. Robot has to offer. I don't feel so bad being a walking billboard for Mr. Robot's dating anymore.
Because
I translated my shirt tonight, finally. I've been meaning to do it for a while, but I finally did it tonight. That was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, looking for Mrs. Robot. We have to come up with another good one for BlizzCon this year.
Yes, you will.
But, you know, Mr. Robot thought he'd be clever and, yeah, be like, I'm going to use these humans to find a date.
That's freaking awesome.
I know, when I did it, I laughed. Oh, it was good stuff. Rob, what do you got for a hen love?
Well, after tonight, I think that I owe Daggard a big heaping helping of hen love. He, if you don't remember, he was our brewmaster monk that came on a few episodes back and helped me get a lot of stuff sorted out, and clearly doing something right. So definitely thanks to him. Thanks to our raid team again for providing such magical content for this evening. Thank you guys for giving me an opportunity to carry you through some of this content. My shoulders are a little sore, but I'm good. I'll be good. I'll be there again this Friday. We'll do it. Thanks everybody out on Twitter and Facebook, just for the interactions and everything. It's you know, it's the questions. It's the being able to just not take ourselves seriously and just have a fun time doing this that kind of makes it all worth it. So awesome! Thank you guys so much. V, how about you? Got any hand love?
Yeah, there's so much love to go around. Well, thanks for having me on the show and to everybody, you know, who hung in there with us, talking about how your team got carried. you know, also this week I've been working on some, you know, BlizzCon stuff. So we're going to be going. And, you know, a huge thanks to everyone who's been helping us with that party this year and last year.
Right on.
That's all I've got.
Okay.
Well, I guess before we wrap up this episode, V, do you want to let everybody know where they can reach you, follow you, like you, log you, infograph you?
Oh, right. Right? Anytime you want to infograph us, you know, that's I'd like to see that, a Mr. Robot infograph, like all about robots, that some, whoever does that gets a prize. We're at Ask Mr. Robot on Twitter, and I'm at Zupercat on Twitter, although I always forget to tweet. But if you tweet at me, I'll tweet back. I just, you know, don't have much exciting things to say. Unless I'm just like, yeah, what Mr. Robot said. He's cool. And if you have feedback that doesn't fit into a tweet, you can hit us up on forums.askmrrobot.com. And if anyone needs their free trials reset, you can hit us up at feedback@askmrrobot.com for email.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode 87 of The Training Dummies. You can find the show on iTunes and Stitcher, so please consider giving us a review, good, bad, or otherwise. You can follow our Twitter, though, and we'll be sure to keep you informed on everything that is Training Dummies, and that is at Training Dummies, Rob at Rob Copeland, myself, Hend at Hend_Horderlies, and Kim with a Y at Kim Scally.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo! Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!
I love the Twinkie!